Welcome to another episode of the It Ain't Wrong to Be Strong podcast series brought to you by RamFit Athleisure. My name is Rob James. I'm the host of the series. I'm also the CTO and founder of RamFit Athleisure, menswear for mission-driven masculine men. We're a constant reminder of how far you've come and that giving up, giving in, and taking a backward step is never an option. Now, that should be your mindset when you're out there chasing after your own hopes, dreams, goals, and ambitions, because it's on you to make shit happen and it's on you to get shit done. Nobody cares because they're all too busy being the hero in their own story, and it's time for you to do the same. So silence your inner critic, think big, take massive action, and go out there and start living your best life because you're running out of tomorrows. Today, I want to talk about building ourselves up into a formidable force. And when I say that, I don't necessarily mean going to the gym. Now, going to the gym is not a bad thing because there's a lot of people out there who want to improve their health and fitness. So I'm not saying that going to the gym is a bad thing. So don't be triggered. What I am saying is there's a lot of people out there who think that going to the gym and lifting heavy and lifting weights is the be-all and end-all of personal development and personal growth because they think if they look strong, then they must be. And to a certain extent, that is true because people judge appearances. So if you look like a formidable force, you must be. But the truth is, there's a lot of people out there who have the social and emotional intelligence of a wet mop. They have the integrity of a wet mop. They have the masculinity of a wet mop. And that's not being a formidable force. So as I said, I'm not saying that going to the gym is a bad thing. There's a lot of people out there who improve their health and fitness in various ways. Some people like me go to a dojo and train in a combat art. There's other people who train in MMA. There's other people who go out there and train in CrossFit. They run marathons. They do all kinds of things to improve their health and fitness. So that's not a bad thing. I am saying that leaving it there and not focusing on going inward so that you can deal with your own demons and deal with things that trigger you, then, you know, if you're not doing that, then you're not being a formidable force. So if you have a look around in modern day society, it's oversaturated with weak men, and that has to change. And when I say weak men, I'm talking about sickness, the victim mentality, laziness, obesity and weakness, men who blame and complain. There's uncontrolled aggression. There's a lack of direction and purpose in most men. There's a lot of anger and resentment. There's a lot of lack of ambition to be more and do better because people think that if you want more and you want to be better, then you're selfish and you think you're better than everybody else. And it's a bad way to look at the world. It means that you're cynical and that you've actually checked out yourself. Wanting more and doing and being better is part of evolving. You're wanting more out of life, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of jealousy and envy. And as I said earlier, people hang shit on other people who want more and better. And the fact is they're hanging shit on other people who want more and better because they're too lazy to do it. They've checked out of life themselves. So as I said, there's a lack of ambition to do more and be more and do better. There's a lot of jealousy and envy, and there's a lack of responsibility and ownership. And that's the biggest thing. There's a lot of men who lack the ability to take complete ownership, accountability, and responsibility. And that is why there's a lot of misery. That's why there's a lot of depression. That's why there's a lot of suicide. So all of these things contribute to weakness overall. And when you're weak, you are not a formidable force in modern day society. You become a formidable force by building yourself up, not only physically, but spiritually, and by going inward and building up your character. Because depth of character is one of the most important things that you can possess, and it's what you should be looking out for in other people, because people who have depth of character and who have strength of character are the ideal kinds of people that you want to surround yourself with. Because you surround yourself with people who have strength of character, you have less drama, you have less problems in your life. Because people who have strength of character go inward and they build themselves up and they take ownership, accountability, and responsibility. So build yourself up into a formidable force where you can be extraordinary. And in today's society, it's very easy to be extraordinary because the ordinary mindset is everywhere. And that's why the system loves calling us ordinary citizens or average citizens. It's programming and conditioning at its finest, because we go around talking about being an average person, or just, I'm just the average Joe, or I'm an ordinary person, the ordinary people in society. You see it everywhere, but that's programming and conditioning. It's telling ourselves that all we truly are average and ordinary, and there's nothing average and ordinary about any of us. We're all unique. But to build ourselves up into a formidable force, we need to be able to go inward and embrace our unique ability to do what we do. And if we can do that, then we build our self-esteem and confidence, and we become stronger, both physically and mentally. We can do more and we can be better. And we know that, so we don't give up so easily. And that's the problem with a lot of men in modern day society, is they can't recognize the difference between failure and temporary defeat. And that's not being a formidable force. So the difference between temporary defeat and failure is the decision to quit. That's basically what it is. And that kind of shit has to change, you know. We've got to start building ourselves up into a formidable force by going inward and building ourselves up into the best example of a strong, assertive, masculine omega that we can possibly be, making our bloodline proud, living up to our true and fullest potential as God intended. There is no other way. By lashing out at people who trigger us, that's not the way to live, because it will get ourselves into trouble and we will be our own undoing. So when we build ourselves up through accomplishment, through doing things worthy of esteem, that is how we become a formidable force in modern day society. There is no other way. Blaming and complaining and not having the ability to go inward and taking complete ownership, accountability and responsibility is what weak, compliant, obedient and passive, agreeable men do. We've got to do more and be better and raise our frequency and build ourselves up, not just physically, but morally and spiritually as well, so that we can be the best example of a mission-driven masculine man we can possibly be. I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. You know, it's very sad that there are a lot of weak men out there, especially today. And it's got to change. We've got to stop feminizing young boys, because that's another big problem in modern day society, and the system is doing it and we're allowing it. So if you've got young boys, start teaching them how to be strong and be resilient and what it means to be a strong, assertive, masculine omega, and hopefully that we can motivate, energize and inspire the next generation to be better and do more, so that they can start living up to their true and fullest potential in modern day society. That's how we change things. We don't change things by lashing out and being angry at the system. We've got to go inward and take care of our own kids and start teaching them to be better examples of masculine men. Thanks very much for listening to this episode, guys. I look forward to bringing you another episode next week, hopefully, of the It Ain't Wrong to Be Strong podcast series, brought to you by Ram Fit Athleisure. Keep winning, and I'll check in with you then. Cheers.